From NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. President Obama told the National VFW Convention in Phoenix today that he is committed to modernizing America's military. Mr. Obama also said he is committed to taking care of veterans once they return home from war. NPR's Don Gagne reports.
The president said national security demands led him to budget more money for the military, even with tough economic times in the U.S. He also drew cheers when he said he's committed to fighting wasteful military spending on weapons and programs he says are not needed.
If a project doesn't support our troops, if it does not make America safer, we will not fund it. If the system doesn't perform, we will terminate it. And if Congress sends me a defense bill loaded with a bunch of pork, I will veto it.
The president was warmly, if not enthusiastically, received by the convention attendees. Some said they're still sizing up Mr. Obama, but he was cheered when he said that no matter what people are hearing in the debate over reform of the nation's health care system, that veterans' care is not at risk and that it will be improved. Don Gagne, NPR News in Phoenix.
Federal prosecutors say a Miami man already waiting trial on identity theft charges is now facing new charges of running the largest credit card and debit card theft in United States history. Albert Gonzalez is accused of trying to gain access to information on more than 130 million accounts by hacking into retail computer networks. He faces up to 20 years in prison if convicted of the new charges. Authorities describe Gonzalez as a former informant for the U.S. Secret Service who once helped the agency track down other hackers. A July Federal Reserve survey suggests that banks are no longer tightening credit as severely as they had been a few months ago. Steve Beckner of Market News International has more.
The Fed's latest survey of senior loan officers shows fewer banks are tightening lending conditions than in the spring. For example, a net 30% of domestic banks tightened standards on commercial and industrial loans to large firms in recent months, but that's down from 40% in April and 85% last November. There was a similar pattern for business loan terms. The survey of 78 banks also suggests banks are becoming less unwilling to make household loans. 20% still reported tightening prime mortgage loans, but that's down from 75% last year. And there were sharp drops in the number of banks that tightened standards on other consumer loans. Still, banks said they expect to keep loan standards tight until at least the second half of next year. For NPR News, I'm Steve Beckner.
Forecasters expect Hurricane Bill to strengthen over the next couple of days. Bill is now a Category 2 hurricane. Forecasters say the storm is likely to move toward Bermuda by week's end, but stay clear of Florida. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrials fell 186 points to close at 91.35. The Nasdaq fell 54 points. This is NPR News. A group of Catholic sisters is concerned about two sweeping Vatican investigations into their communities. The investigations are ostensibly aimed at looking at the quality of life of American nuns, but many believe Rome wants to rein them in. NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports.
The Leadership Conference of Women Religious said it wants more specifics, including why the Vatican is investigating them and who is funding the inquiries. The more serious probe was ordered by the Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith, which is reportedly unhappy that the nuns are not promoting church teachings on three issues: that men only can be priests, that homosexual practice should not be condoned, and that the Catholic Church provides the way to salvation. Some nuns have advocated the ordination of women, and many are immersed in interfaith dialogue. Some believe the Vatican is trying to rein in the last vestiges of Vatican II, which liberalized the church and saw nuns switching habits for street clothes and taking more leadership roles in the church. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
In Scotland, government and court officials are considering the fate of the only man convicted in the 1988 bombing of Pan Am Flight 103. Cabinet officials will meet Tuesday to discuss whether to release Abdel Basset Ali al-Megrahi, who is dying of prostate cancer, or transfer him to a jail in his native Libya. At the same time, a court will consider whether al-Megrahi's decision to drop an appeal of his conviction. The United States opposes any changes to his status. 270 people were killed in the 1988 attack. Again, in stocks, the Dow Industrials fell 186 points. I'm Shea Stevens, NPR News, from Washington.